am so glad to have caught up with you. Due north? But General, both their armory and brigade are stationed there. General, they are using cannon fire. We cannot compete.
What is this protruding my path? Could it be a human man? What a delightful surprise. Now that I think about it, gunfire and cannonball did strike in this area not too long ago. Oh, it seems that you're still alive. What a lovely occasion for us to share together. Oh no, my dear human. Look around you. All of this blood you've lost. You shan't dare get up. I guess you can't look around you in this state. Oh, you humans are so very weak. But allow me to fix you right up. And maybe ask you a couple of questions after. Oh, it's not like you have a choice. Oh dear. It seems you're passing out again. Dear human, are you familiar with blistering? Well, unfortunately, due to the impact of where you landed and where that cannonball imploded, you will have red skin for, might I say, weeks. Now, I have fixed you up a remedy to absolve you of at least the pain. But you should never quicken the healing process, as it might disturb what nature had intended. What am I, you ask? Oh, you humans, all the same, scared by simple superstition. Well, to make matters clear to you, I am what you might call a witch, but I am only here to help you. Why must you act that my help was not in good intention? Look around, since you finally can. You're no longer in pain, but you will still need to heal up to avoid any infection that you humans are so prone to. Like I said, weak and vulnerable. That's all your race has to amount to. War. Plundering. Killing. Raping. Entire villages. Townships. Families. I have watched your kingdom do such for many of centuries. Must you be tired of all the lives you've ruined? Your own life that you've ruined. I mean, look at you. Practically immobile. Oh, sweetie. You are insanely lucky that you have limbs still attached. Not a finger or an appendage missing. That is what nature had intended. And I have made you this soup to cool you off from the storm that you were buried in. Go ahead, dear. Drink up. Now, what might I call you? Let me make it clear. Isn't there supposed to be a general in front of your name? Where did that smile go when I just fed you? What's the difference now and then? I know what you are. A war machine. Oh, you're right. It's no laughing matter. But for someone who has killed many, you seem frightened to be in front of me. Who are you to judge when I've healed you and brought you back from a nation who left you to die? Your wars land on territories surrounded with less than a few others just like me. We are an undying breed. Due to your relentless attacks against nature. Your relentless attacks against other species. Oh, sweetie. For I am not resentful. Just worried if your people are not doing the correct thing at the correct time. Simply put, if it were someone like me on that field, you merely wouldn't have a fight to fight. Oh, that is the mistake your people have made. And that is why you have come to me today. What do you mean? You feel warm? Well, that's the point, silly. The soup was supposed to make you warm. And heighten your senses. Specifically, your groin. Oh, sweetie, when I had saw your fragile little body laying on the ground, an opportunity had struck me as if lightning were striking water. It reverberated through my mind, and I thought of the perfect plan. We need a nobleman like you to offer us your seed to breed a new generation of the ones that your people have killed for centuries. Oh, it seems you spilled your soup. I guess you found another side effect. Go ahead, try standing up, dear. I don't think you have the motor skills to do so. You are stuck Oh. Now, I'm going to take your pants back off of you. What do you mean? Back off? Well, sweetie, like I said earlier, not an appendage was missing from your body. You would have simply been thrown away if you weren't whole. You would have been useless for my cause. And for the others. Oh, the others. Well, sweetie, after I fix you up, I'll send you off. But for right now, allow us to embark on the first step of your healing process. Already leaking. Well, I guess my recipe did its job, didn't it? How subservient the body is to pleasure. You're bucking your hips. But it's not like you want to. I know, I know. You poor, poor thing. You just can't get enough of my hand stroking your member. You like this feeling, don't you? Tell me, General. How many prostitutes does it take to feel like this when you're back in your barrack? Oh, do not worry. I have many friends who are going to milk you dry of your seed. It's simply just our way of life. You know what? I think I want to give it a taste. Before the others get to it. The tip is so creamy already. You like when I treat it kindly? Well, my poor baby, my poor human, this will be the last bit of kindness this cock will ever be treated. You're bucking your hips back into me. You can't come yet. In fact, you're not going to come anywhere that's not inside of me. Yes, darling. In fact, I'm going to ride every drop out of you. You understand? What am I doing? Simply mounting you. Mounting you, General. Mounting you for your noble seed. Then you will be used forever and ever after. Yes, yes. My, yes. It's so big inside of me. Yes. You're stretching me, albeit I'd never been excited about taking a cock from a human before. But yours is the best, simply the best. Oh, fuck.
What are you doing? I thought you couldn't move your hands. You're guiding me. Yes. Yes, keep grabbing my waist. Keep pushing me back and down. I've never bounced like this before. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm flying. Oh, my God. Yes, please. I want to milk you. Please, I need your cum. I need you to give me your seed. All of it. Yes. You're gonna come. I feel myself getting tingly. That sensation. I think I'm getting close too. I think. I'm coming. You're spilling out of me. Oh. My sweet love.
Well, I think that I am now in a predicament. What do you mean? You lucky human. I don't think I want to take you in and use you as breeding stock. I think I want to use you for my own personal gratification. Oh, sweetie. I hope to train you well. And if not, I can always find another human.